Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and Andrew Kupka, I have been so looking forward to this moment.
The moment is here, isn't it, John?
Yes, it is. You're at West Forsyth High School in Cumming, Georgia, right?
Correct.
You've been undecided, low these many, many, many weeks, right?
Definitely.
Did anything happen overnight?
I slept pretty well.
Yeah.
But I did wake up this morning and have made my decision.
So explain to me in as much detail as you can what it was that caused you to make up your mind. And then the last thing I want you to do is to tell me who you're going to vote for.
Okay. Over the weekend, I saw an Obama ad, and very specifically, it was one where he was talking about a tax cut for 95% of folks making $250,000 or less.
That'd probably include you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm definitely right in the heart of the middle class, so he's talking to me. But in the ad, he went on to say, well, this is how I'm going to pay for it, and this is where a disconnect happened. He talked about getting off of oil dependency, which is something everybody should be looking to do. It'll be years before we are off oil dependency, so it'll be years before he'll see that money be able to go to a tax cut.
So you found that to be a little unrealistic.
Right.
Okay.
He talked about using money that's currently going to Iraq and then talked about responsibly withdrawing from Iraq. Again, both great ideas, but if you're going to do that in a responsible manner, it's going to take 1, 2, 3 years before we're out of there.
Okay. All right.
Again, how is that going to pay for a tax cut that we need now? And then the third thing he went into was green jobs or something with the environment or whatever. And it just occurred to me as I considered that ad is, he can't pay for a tax cut right now, is what he's really saying then, in essence.
So you see deficit going up, you see costs spiraling, and you don't see him being straight with you. So what did you decide?
I decided to vote for John McCain.
And are you feeling really good about that? Are you, how passionate are you about your vote?
I'm passionate my vote, and having the right to vote and all that, I never miss an election. Am I passionate about John McCain? I think clearly over the last few weeks as we've spoken that I certainly am not. One of the folks in that county by county segment you just did talked about the lesser of two evils. I would have to kind of say that my vote was right along that. It was definitely the lesser of two evils.
It's been a long campaign. There's been so much to think about. Does it make you feel sad that at the end of it all, you're kind of in a lesser of two evils mode here?
It is unfortunate that the candidates being generated by the parties and the ideas coming out of the two parties that happen to be in control right now can't do a better job.
Well, they got 4 years to get your vote next time, whoever is the winner. All right. Andrew Kupka, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
It's been great exploring your undecidedness and celebrating your vote this morning in Cumming, Georgia.
Undecided and it feels so lonely.
Undecided, I could vote if only.
Undecided no more, Andrew Kupka.
But I just can't pick, 'cause I'm so misguided.